friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mail carrier for post office becomes concerned when she sees elderly woman's mail piling up. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Kayla Barrage, a mail carrier for the post office, became concerned when she noticed an elderly woman's mail piling up. It had only been 4 days, but Kayla was used to seeing the resident on a daily basis, and she truly cared about the elderly in her community. Kayla knew this elderly woman lived alone, so as the days passed and the mail piled up, her concern grew. Kayla had been working as a mail carrier at the post office for quite a while, and when you work at a job like the post office, a community is formed. On day 4, Kayla knew something was wrong, and she knew she needed to check on this elderly woman. "I just had a gut feeling, and I just wanted to make sure she was okay. When people pick up their mail every day, you start to notice their habits," she said. So, Kayla decided to contact law enforcement to request a welfare check, and thank God she did. The elderly woman, whose name isn't being released, had fallen 4 days ago. When the police entered her home, she was found in her bedroom under a pile of household items that had fallen on her. She was trapped on the floor and was unable to contact anyone for help. Had Kayla not followed God's nudging, this elderly woman would have likely died. Officer Wayne Stevens says without a doubt, the post office mail carrier saved her life. It is this department's belief that Kayla's knowledge of the people on her route, as well as her attentiveness, saved the life of this resident, Officer Wayne commented. He added, "That's part of being a letter carrier in a small town and taking your job to the next level. She did a great job." The woman was taken to the hospital to be treated for her injuries, which also included dehydration and hypothermia. "We are certainly overjoyed and thank God for Kayla's concern and compassion. Even to your old age I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save." Isaiah 46:4. Powerful prayer from Special Fan deeply touches the heart of Dick Vitale during his cancer battle. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Famed college basketball commentator Dick Vitale, better known as Dickie V, announced a lymphoma diagnosis in October of 2021. And as you'd expect, he received a slew of support and well wishes. But one letter in particular from a special fan named Charlie Osborne stood out and deeply touched the sportcaster's heart. For many, the voice of Dickie V and college basketball are synonymous. He's enjoyed a career with ESPN spanning more than 40 years, providing commentary during games as well as in-studio analysis. He quickly became an icon thanks to his natural charisma and enthusiasm. And even those who aren't sports fans recognize his famous catchphrase, "This is awesome, baby." So, the sports world wept when doctors handed Dickie V a lymphoma diagnosis. Dick Vitale and his wife Lorraine had just finished celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary when a dermatology appointment revealed a place on his nose with melanoma. Surgery removed the spot, but then a scarier discovery soon followed. Doctors diagnosed Dickie V at age 82 with lymphoma, a type of cancer that impacts cells that are part of the body's immune system. And as he entered into an aggressive treatment plan, including chemotherapy, the popular sportscaster stepped away from college basketball. After a while, Dickie V's health stats pleased his doctors enough where they allowed him to go back to work. And it was an incredibly emotional moment when he returned to the courtside action. However, the return was short-lived. After commentating at 12 games, Dick began having trouble with his voice. He had successful surgery in 2008 for for ulcerated vocal cords. And now it turned out he again had lesions on his vocal cords, unrelated to his cancer. Thankfully, another surgery wasn't necessary, but it did mean another departure from college basketball. Dickie V would have to sit out the rest of the season and give his voice a rest, all while continuing to fight cancer. Needless to say, that tore out my heart, but I must care more about my health than jump shots, he said. Though the famous announcer may have been resting his voice, he was anything but quiet. Dickie V faced his health struggles with his usual optimism and enthusiasm. The Natural Motivator chronicled his journey through social media, inspiring so many. But then Dickie V received some inspiration himself. Friends, family, and fans from all over continued lifting Dick Vitale up during his cancer battle. But when a handwritten letter from a fan named Charlie Osborne arrived, it hit Dick hard. "It really touched me big time," he said. Dickie V knew he had to share it with the rest of the world, and we're so glad he did. Charlie, a young man with Down syndrome, poured out his heart in the most sincere prayer for Dickie V. He asked God to walk alongside the beloved sportscaster and to make him victorious in his cancer battle. The prayer for Dick Vitale read, "Lord Jesus, remain by his side as he continues to fight cancer. Remain at peace with him. Bring him your sheltering wing and guide him to beat cancer. I just ask you, Lord, to stay by his side and help him beat cancer. I just want your servant to feel he is loved by all. Comfort him in times of trouble. With your help, let him be able to beat cancer. For it is written, even though I walk through the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Do not desert or abandon him. Tell him not to be afraid. Tell him that you love him. Together, he can beat cancer. Let him be a follower and a true example of your love, mercy, and kindness. Amen." What a beautiful prayer. God just loves when we pour out our hearts like this to him. Let us all continue to lift Dickie V up as he battles lymphoma.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.